Good morning. Welcome to St. Matthew's. I'm so glad you're here. I just want to quash one rumor that's been circulating around, and that is that when the hockey team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, lose, the pastor is not to be disturbed because he's in a bad mood. But if they should make it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals and lose, yes, he will be in a bad mood, not to be disturbed. For these Sundays during Epiphany, season of Epiphany, we are using Holy Communion setting 4. And everyone is welcome to receive Holy Communion. We are soon approaching Shrove Tuesday, so please keep that in mind. And again, it's continuous serving, and always there's something for everyone there. So do encourage your family and friends to come out for a Shrove Tuesday as we prepare for the beginning of the Lenten season, which will soon be upon us in March. There are a few things that came to my mind when I was looking and preparing for today from the readings. The second reading, I find it's a very powerful one that I've used often in funerals, especially when I know that a good portion of the people gathered there are really churchgoers and what, and they kind of question our Christians who believe in the resurrection and think it's pure nonsense. And I thought, well, that's a good reading to use at funerals. The other one is from the gospel, and I think, you know, I wouldn't want that kind of power today. Can you imagine? It would be wonderful if Jesus was here in the flesh, and it says people were out trying to touch him just to be healed. Think of the millions and millions and millions of people trying to crowd in and just touch Jesus to be healed. And I thought, I don't know. I just can't imagine that, but who knows? When I left the house today early morning to go down to First Lutheran, I thought to myself, you know, our society really is burdened with a lot of laws and rules. And you can't live a day without breaking some kind of law or regulation. I heard on the radio that one of the laws that we have in the books in Canada, do you know that it's not right, and you're breaking the law if you try to take your bandage off in public? Weird one, but it's there. I don't know why. I broke a law today. I was driving. Speed limit said 60, and I went 70. Today we are hearing the Beatitudes, a set, I like to say, of sayings that come from Luke. But I remind myself that the Beatitudes, they're not commandments. They are not commandments, they're not laws, they're not telling us what to do and what not to do. They're just there, and we hear the Word of God giving us both blessings and, in according to Luke, woes. And I'm not going to leave out the woes because we need to hear them too. We heard them. Some people, they view the woes as a curse. I don't see it that way. I see them as a warning. It's a warning to us. And what Jesus told us today, it helps us reflect upon the things that we value and the things that we really do not give much thought to. There are many things, events, and people with which we are blessed with. And I still think of the safe arrival of my grandchildren and how I've been blessed by them. And there are many things and events and people who provide us with nothing but woes. I'll use an example. Woe is me. My mother-in-law and her no-good unemployed adult son, they're coming to live with us. Woe is us. In my neighborhood, there used to be an elderly gentleman who lived across from us. The house is no longer there. It's being restructured. But when I first moved into Niagara Falls, and he lived there, and we call him Grandpa, now that I'm a grandpa, but he was Grandpa. He passed away. And the house that he lived in, it was rather modest. It needed fixing up, and there was nothing fancy about it. But when he died, word got out that Grandpa left a lot of money to his children. I believe well over $400,000. I could use that. Plus the house. And of course, the children were really thrilled because they got to spend what Grandpa has saved all his life, the old miser. And Grandpa did not know how to enjoy the life or the blessings that he received with all the money that he had. Grandpa kept to himself. He didn't like have people coming around. Kids never even came around. Never entertained anyone at his place. You never saw him support any kind of charity or belong to a church. He'd never waste a penny on anything. He'd never go out for dinner. He stayed home and ate pork and beans or whatever. And Grandpa, he even told me, I remember, he kept his first dollar that he ever earned in his pocket. He wouldn't let go of it. Grandpa's dead. But I've seen those kids, grandchildren too, they're driving brand new cars. They're going on exotic vacations. They sold the house quickly. And they're all living fairly decent, thanks to Grandpa. Grandpa didn't know how to enjoy life. He was blessed with riches. What did Jesus say? Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. There's nothing wrong with being blessed with wealth or having lots of material possessions. You should look at my garage. You can have all of it. I think maybe it's the trappings that go with it which will give you problems. And it's also wrong for me to be jealous, envious, and to think unjustly toward those who are doing better than me, according to our North American Western cultural standards. But what is the gospel trying to tell us today? We who are gathered here, we sit in the presence of the Almighty, and His Son Jesus has given us something, told us something that will lead us to make some important decisions on how we should live. What God says to us, and we hear it from the Holy Scriptures, I think we need to meditate on and pray about. The gospel says that many people came to Jesus. They felt His power, and they were healed by Him. And they were people in need, no different from you and I. And the people who came to Jesus knew that He could do something to make their lives better than what it was. And we too, we come to Jesus, knowing that Christ can and does help us overcome the woes of life, which, sorry to say, do come our way. And we, the children of God, need to hear and allow the blessings of God descend upon our lives so that the woes of everyday living do not overtake us. For trust me, we both endure blessings and woes. I revise what Jesus said about the blessings and woes that are experienced by us, the members of our church. Blessed are you who have nothing to offer but your love and labor to the church, for the kingdom of God is made up of people like you. Blessed are you who hunger for the church to succeed, for you will see success in God's eyes. Blessed are you who weep with tears of effort working within your church, for you will laugh with our Lord along with all the saints before you who have also worked for our church. And blessed are you when the critics look for failure, while you openly and faithfully serve our church, which is the servant, the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Rejoice and be glad. Your reward can never be measured on earth, only in heaven, for eternity. But woe to those who hoard their riches and return nothing in thanks to God, who provides for everyone, great or small, rich or poor. Woe to those who do not care. They snicker and laugh at the failure of those who toil and labor for their church and her master, Jesus Christ. And woe to those who fill their own bellies and neglect whom God calls us to help and feed, as we see them in our city's soup kitchens. And woe to you who only seek praise from others, but fail to speak well and lovingly of your fellow brothers and sisters who worship and pray on your behalf, for that is what others have done in the past. Amidst all these blessings and woes, I leave the final word. It's with the prophet Jeremiah. We heard it in our first reading. I say it to myself often, and I say it to you. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Amen.